Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We're streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. If it ain't that time, you might be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Is that the dog? Wow. Or you've got it downloaded as a podcast at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, holy fuck, thanks. It's a busy time of year. It's a crazy time of year. If you don't feel like shopping for the relatives that you don't like that much.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
That's right, Pat.
With a clink in the old bucket.
Clink.
It's like we're standing outside Walmart with the red bucket.
Isn't the red bucket like kind of a bad charity because of administrative fees? The Salvation Army.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of skimmage going on.
Are they Jesus-y in an odd way?
Well, yeah, and that's part of the issue, too, is I think in order to take advantage of their services, you need to get a little Jesus-y.
Like what? You got to throw holy water at me or something? What magic do I have to embrace?
Well, you have to molest children. Oh, wait, that's the Catholics.
Any other magic tricks out there that we can do? Make this rabbit disappear. Wait a second.
A couple days off, Ryan had some gigs.
Yay.
At a drag show.
Oh, that's right.
Is it on your Insta or is it on your TikTok?
I have it. I don't know.
Somewhere? Have you posted online all of our fans to see?
No, I have not. I should put it on Instagram. Fans, that would be the
listeners. I hate to say right. Fans.
Yeah, I'll put it on Instagram.
Ryan will put it on his Instagram and at Rated R Comedy. You don't have to do it now.
Okay.
It's been a busy few days.
Yay.
A few headlines, all kinds of shit going on. Follow us on the Twitter. We're still hanging out. I don't even know what's going on there.
What do you mean?
Insanity.
With Twitter?
Well, yeah.
What's happening?
Last I heard, Elon had put it to a vote of whether he should step down.
Yeah.
And depending on how you look at it, he lost. The Twitter wants him to step down.
Yeah. Well,
but he said he will abide by it. But I don't know that we've really heard anything since.
I think he wants to abide by it. Elon is tired.
That's the thing. He wouldn't have done it. And there was that question. You know, he was spotted at the World Cup standing next to Kushner.
Nine!
Yeah, ankle deep in Saudi cum.
Ah, you fucking Nazi fucks. And, we know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, and...
Go fuck yourself.
There was, I don't know, I can't attest to the veracity of this report, but
yes.
there was a report that somebody who was allegedly some rich dude who was near, in the box, or near the box, overheard them talking about Twitter, and he said the Saudis didn't look too interested. Like Elon was trying to talk about these investment opportunities, and the Saudis didn't look that interested. And he said that the Saudis were wondering, well, you need to get a different CEO.
Oh shit! Damn!
And then he comes back and says, "Hey, should I step down?"
Right. Yeah.
He's had.
You should.
Excuse me.
What does she want? She's all up in your shit.
There's no more treats.
There must be.
You've exhausted the Kong toy,
buddy. She's sniffing something. There's something up there she wants.
So 17 and a half million votes. Should I step down as head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll. 57.5% say, get the fuck out.
Go fuck off.
42.5% say, no, Elon.
You stupid fucking rich boar fuck. Please stay, Elon. You have the worst personality, doesn't he? Elon is like emblematic of our shit fuck culture.
Isn't he,
God.
Did he describe himself as being on the spectrum or have others? Because I thought there was a...
Yeah,
there was a point where someone said, or he said even, that my, he was like a little Asperger-y or something like that. And if that's the case, I'm suggesting that people on the spectrum, social media might not be their biggest forte.
I think all of this
interaction with. Right?
It's like not.
Communication ain't their strong.
Right. This conversation, I mean. Everyone on the spectrum deserves a fucking apology. Let me explain Elon Musk. He's a fucking conservative, right-wing, fascist fuckbot.
You could be on the spectrum and still be a fuckwad. Or be a really nice person. I've known a couple people that are on the spectrum that I really like.
Right, actually. I know. That's my point. I think saying, you know, it's not people on the spectrum. It's the Nazis.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that that people on the spectrum,
yes,
would also recognize, I think many of them, that maybe running a social media thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And social media.
Absolutely.
Isn't their forte.
Yes, I get it. I just hate that guy. I don't even know. In the pictures of him in the HuffPo.
He's such a load.
His face.
Yeah.
Elon, you look like, and I think we can... be extra mean to this guy. Fuck him. You look like Phantom of the Opera meets Darth Vader when his mask came off in Return of the Jedi.
I literally hung out with him on set for a couple of hours while they shot these scenes where I was the bartender and he was an extra standing at the bar who turned around and asked me for a drink. God, that was his little bit of business that he came up with.
Did you have to help him with that?
I pretended to make him a drink.
See, you made him look good in that scene. Good job.
But in between takes, sometimes we chatted. Sometimes a few people would come over because even then people were Elon dick riding because he had what was that car he had?
Tesla.
No, Tesla? No. He had
McLaren.
McLaren. That was it. A Clarendon. Clarabelle. That's where I lived in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. A Clarendon.
But the McLaren.
A McLaren.
And the reason he was there on set was that his sister was directing.
Yes.
And she wanted to use the McLaren.
Oh, yes.
In the scene.
Normal people shit.
So then Elon got to be an extra at standing at the.
Hey, can I use your McLaren? I don't give a fuck. Why not?
But I did find him odd. And he was talking about that was like early in the day, way back in the day. And he was. Just either SpaceX had just started or he was gonna do it because he started talking about that. He's like,
right,
this new company, this, you know, space travel and stuff like that. And everybody's like, ooh.
Does anyone remember that movie he did where Elon played himself and they were building the rocket ship to Mars? Does no one remember that? And Elon played himself. And I don't know
what you're
why this
about.
Is pertinent to the news, but he wasn't very good playing himself. I thought I found him less than compelling to watch.
Hmm. So, let me see. Where's my bloody spreadsheet? There
Hello.
It is.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
His face looks weird is the thing.
Elon Musk posted a poll asking Twitter. He appointed himself CEO less than 2 months ago, immediately after finalizing his $44 billion.
Money well spent. Money well spent, dick fuck. How's it going? You're putting out a poll. Should I fire myself? You pitiful, sad, fucking son of a fuck. That is so sad. That is pitiful. It's pathetic. That's it, right? It's pathetic. It's pathetic, Elon. Should I fire myself for yes or no? Fuck you, man.
Oh, the poll closed. The poll closed 6:20 a.m. this morning with more than 17.5 million votes. Crab Diving did vote. I took
Did you vote for
liberties.
Me?
Liberties. and voted in the early morning hours morning.
Get the fuck out of here.
I did say leave. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, leave. Okay. Get the fuck out. Go to Mars. Figure out how to suck your own dick. God, foster a personality. You suck.
In the replies to the tweet, Musk said he had not selected a replacement after a user suggested he had already chosen one. Quote, no one wants the job who can actually keep Twitter alive. There is no successor, he says.
Oh, my God. If nobody can do it, if I can't do it, no one can. Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying?
I should be drinking beer during the show. Oh, yeah. It's really good beer.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Kronen?
Krumbacher Hell.
Nine! Krumbacher.
Krumbacher is the brand, and Hell is the beer type.
Oh, okay.
Original import from Germany.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go.
Very nice.
But oddly, the rest of the can in Italian. So
why?
Figure that out. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was like, well, listen, we've ran out of cans. The only cans we have left are the cans that have the Italian ingredients with the German can. So all we're going to, that's the only cans we have left. That's exactly what happened.
They probably are, yeah. Or they were supposed to ship them,
These have
shit, we need 100 cases sent to America, sent to Pensacola.
If you're allergic to something, though, you gotta know what it is in Italian on the back of the beer and the ingredients then. Le peanuts.
I mean, I would guess so.
I don't know. Pinizzimo.
So yeah, Elon.
Jeez,
it's just been crazy. And then there was another journalist that's been historically pretty critical of him.
Yes,
that tweet. She and her writing partner are working on a story, and they tweeted to him, "We've been emailing you, and I haven't received anything. But we'd love to talk to you about an issue." They didn't even say what it was.
Yeah.
And we'd love to get your comment on it. And he banned her. and
that'll teach you.
Then like tried to say that it was for past doxing.
Oh yeah.
It was for past previous doxing. Not this recent doxing, but it was for previous doxing.
Past doxing.
And then outrage ensued, and then she's back.
So what about, well, she's back, but she was banned.
Yes.
Right? So what happened? What did she change to get unbanned? I mean, obviously, when she was banned, there must have been a reason. So now she's back without changing a fucking thing.
Well, yeah.
Is that weird? I mean, so that's him
saying... Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way things have been going.
But that's him saying, I was out of my mind earlier today when I banned you, but now you're unbanned. I'm not out of my mind now. I mean...
When Tesla... came up a little bit. I think Tesla came up today because people are like, oh, good, he's quitting.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of the votes to get the fuck out are Tesla shareholders who are like,
yeah,
get the fuck out and go run the car business.
Absolutely.
And your
man.
Little space project. Because you're really not great at the whole...
Well, I am not getting in a rocket made by that fuck. I mean, you could fuck off with that one. No SpaceX rockets for me because nobody's concentrating. We know all kinds of things about Elon that's not, like, conducive for building serious spaceships that aren't supposed to explode. What happened to that scandal where he's getting hand jobs? Remember that?
From Elon, the
flight attendant.
Flight attendant?
He's in these flights.
Allegedly?
The alleged hand jobs in these flights. That's not a serious rocket scientist.
Well, I mean...
It's not.
Rocket scientists need hand jobs too.
Well, yeah, but like, listen, you're supposed to be building the ship that gets to Mars and back. Fuck that 24/7.
Be chained to a desk or something.
It's very important.
He's got $1 billion. He could tell people to do it for him.
Well, I tell you what,
and then go get a hand job on a private plane.
Right, right. It's just, you know, space is serious.
Dinesh D'Souza, I just ran across. I'm checking Twitter. Tweet us during the show. Dinesh D'Souza, convicted. Felon? Was it a felony?
For some kind of...
I don't know, he's convicted
fraud
of...
fraud or...
Yeah, something. And then pardoned by the orange fat guy.
Oh, yes. Shit lie.
The... Dinesh responded to Elon's tweet about the poll.
Yes?
And said, the leftist nomenclatura. What a stupid word.
Nomenclature?
Well, he spelled it like the, I guess, nomenclatura would be Latin, Italian.
Okay. Oh,
I don't know.
What's wrong with our nomenclature?
Sono allergico alle arachidi.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm allergic to peanuts, by the way. And
oh, arachidi.
That was one of the first things I learned in Italian.
I'm allergic to your
nomenclature. Sono allergico alle arachidi.
Your nomenclature's fucked up.
E frutti di mare.
Ooh. Fruit
and
of...
seafood. Of, fruit of the sea.
Fruit of Mother Mary.
Mare. It's the sea.
Yeah, the sea.
Mary's fruits. And I'm allergic to those two. Dinesh said, the leftist nomenclatura is panicking because their Berlin Wall of censorship is starting to crumble. I pray Elon Musk understands he should not desert the ramparts now. Do you hear the moron singing the song of angry men?
It's like these guys are bitches. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, that's conservatism. Conservative nomenclatura in a word. Pissy babies.
Your nomenclature. Grow up, motherfuckers. Quit being such assholes.
Commie Pinko liberal. HuffPo headline. Panel votes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Criminal referrals for Trump. Who was hate.
Oh, shit.
Hate truthing all weekend.
Oh, man. Lock that motherfucker the fuck up. I'm loving it.
Including some like 2 a.m. this morning hate tweets.
Oh.
Because everybody knows. He's got to have inside track.
At my experience, how is... Schindler holding up now? Is he upset? Is he upset after the referrals? Or how does he feel about them?
I don't know. We'll check truth. But leading up to it, he's really upset.
Oh my God. You sad, stupid fuck. Go to jail.
Really, really upset. And really inciting of violence.
Oh, he's mad as fuck.
Even more.
What happens if you get convicted of insurrection? What happens? They throw you in the they throw you in the ocean with a bunch of sharks.
I don't know. They might
nibble your balls off.
They might. You know, I have a feeling they'll end up with some kind of a deal where he will be barred from running for office ever again.
He must go to jail.
He's not going to go to jail.
Bullshit.
He won't go to jail.
No.
Put that out of your mind.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. Damn it.
I would be amazed if that happened.
He's got to go to jail. That will fix this country.
I like the New York AG is going to get him and destroy his company and prevent them from ever doing business there again. He'll move his stupid company. He'll open one in Florida.
Yeah, right.
Trumporg 2 or 3. He tried 2, right? And they wouldn't let him do it. So now he's on 3.
I mean, I can see Trump he's going to buy up a bunch of trailer parks. And there the traders will be golden. How are the? Did you buy an NFT?
Oh, they sold out though.
Shut the fuck
up. $4 million. That
oh my God, you dumb maggots!
And holy shit. I didn't. Another story I didn't check the veracity of, but people were posting about that they've structured the NFT. You know, it's on the blockchain, so that if you sell it, you have to transfer it officially.
Right.
And that when that transaction happens, Trump gets a percentage of the sale.
But you already bought it.
They're thinking they're hoping the price goes up and people start selling them, then Trump gets a little vig on every single fucking transaction.
Explain something.
I don't know
if
that's true.
You buy the NFT, and then if you resell it, Trump gets a piece.
I don't know.
That is the God. If that is you, maggots. Nevertheless, how many people bought this shit? How many?
I don't know. $4 million, 99 each. So,
go be ashamed of yourself.
400,000 people.
How much was an NFT? How much was one fucking NFT?
$99.
Shut up.
For the collection.
Shut up.
For the collection.
Shut the fuck up. $100.
Did you see the pictures?
You bought this
too?
Shit for someone for Christmas. Go fuck yourself.
See the pictures?
Yes, they're dude, insane.
They're so sad. Him in like a lumberjack so outfit.
Stupid.
Him in
nothing.
Like a general uniform. Him in him in Superman outfit.
It's a
so
cheap
creepy
cash grab.
And
it's
like the
cheap
same head.
Yes.
Like the same. They just copy pasted the same head.
Trump put out an email saying there's going to be a huge announcement and 4 million dumb shitbags spent $99 on a bunch of this shit. My fucking God. You're all disgusting fucking people. I don't know how else to say it. You bought his NFT? God. Is there a way to buy a copy? Or is that illegal? You can't do that?
Sure, you can probably right-click on the...
God. Just right-click on it.
You didn't get the official one, though.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't get the official one. What's the official one?
Oh, yeah.
They
said that 45,000 of them only have been created.
Oh.
And they're selling for $99 a piece. You know, Trump is like, why don't we just make more? Doesn't cost anything. You press a button, make more. I made $5.5 million.
Well, I agree with Trump. Why not make more? My fans are so fucking stupid. If... You know why you always make more of those? How many 4 million people bought 100 of them?
So I can't seem to verify that.
Let's say four million people bought them. You do another one, then maybe only 3 million people buy them. Do it again, 2 million people buy them. The next time, only 100 million, 500,000. Just keep making them.
Sure, he's milking
it's
the
so
morons.
Stupid. Yes, he's milking you. He's got his tiny little hands on your gross fat teats.
Oh, you know, the one...
Can't help himself.
The one GIF is the NFT of the one with his... Where he pulls his shirt open and it's got Trump superhero outfit.
Yeah.
And his eye lasers are shooting towards the screen.
How much is that? Sad. I saw that.
The collection. All of them together are $99.
$99! All of them together! Oh, my God! You know, I hate... Imagine getting this for Christmas. I got you Trump's NFTs.
Why oh, here. The collector's creators receive 10% of every sale on secondary markets.
You are bitches. You are sad, Mark, little bitches that buy these things. How sad.
And
how
they're already trading them. They've already spent $5.2 million, which earned the creators $520,000. And you know Trump has his dick in there.
Oh, yes. What? This is cheap and whorish. Am I missing something? I mean, this is so...
Sad, pathetic.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
What won't you buy? What won't you sad little fuckheads buy, you stupid idiots? I don't know. You all need helpers. You need helpers to help you not make stupid decisions. You're all so stupid. Jesus. Oh, you got me the NFT collection for Christmas.
Dan Murphy, journalist, tweeted, the Trump NFT infomercial is beyond parody. Jesus Christ on a popsicle stick, levels of beyond parody. I know you're going to think this is a deep fake parody. It isn't. I just watched this on his website. That's the one where he pulls, where the NFT is him with the eye lasers coming out and pulling his shirt open.
We do remember that somebody wanted him to show up to a campaign through a revolving door, ripping his shirt open with the Superman suit. Remember, that was an idea, and someone told him not to do that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
Well, meanwhile, many, many parodies, many artists on the internet are putting out.
I want...
Here, I'm about to retweet this one, if you want to look at it.
I want, yeah.
This is the proud sheriff flatulence, Pat Pants Card. It's Trump as a sheriff, but he weighs like 600 pounds.
Is there one with his face covered in Putin jizz? I want that. I will pay that. I will pay for that NFT. I'll pay $20.
Well, I'm sure Putin has a picture of the actual Trump with actual Putin jizz on his face.
You think Putin was like, they're making it? He's like, one more thing. Get on your knees.
Translator, you did not see this. I kill your family.
Do you think he sucked off Putin?
Not
in the room when the photographer was in there. It was just those three, and he got on his knees.
I do hope someday we find out from the translator exactly what happened in that room, because
blowjob.
It just drives me crazy that we don't know.
It is crazy. It's all crazy that we don't know. It's Russia.
Oh God, Tom Cruise jumping out of a helicopter.
Oh my God, you idiot.
To thank everyone for how well. A special message from the set of Mission Impossible, the next Mission Impossible. He's actually himself, of course, jumping out of a helicopter.
Why?
But he's thanking people for watching Top Gun Maverick, which is
right
coming out on
that guy is
Plus now.
Listen, Tom, you can do things that are risky, like you can scuba dive, you can ride motorcycles. What else? What's risky? Racing cars, all that's very risky.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're like jumping out of a fucking helicopter, at what point are you bored with your great life? Do you hate your family?
Last movie, he shattered his ankle. Remember, jumping from a rooftop to another roof.
God damn, you're a rich guy. You're gonna ruin it.
And you're 60.
Yeah, you're a rich guy, and you're gonna end up having to be wheeled around and shit, man. Are you going to splat into the side of a mountain?
He thinks he's the Scientologist superhero.
But listen.
It's all very creepy. That Scientology shit, man. God, it's just weird. You know, this all the stuff that's been going on with Danny Masterson, the actor, has been accused of several rapes.
Yes.
It's just so weird. So there's a lot of Scientology stories coming out. And what a creepy, bizarre organization, like secret bases they have, and
what are they doing?
It's all and that cancer cruise ship we talked about, remember?
I don't remember that
one. We did the story that back in the day they commissioned a cruise liner, or no, they bought a ship and converted it into a cruise liner, but the entire ship, even like integrated into the deck,
yes,
is blue asbestos, which is even more cancery than your, I guess, run-of-the-mill asbestos.
Right.
And when they were presented with that, they were like, fuck it.
What do you mean, fuck it?
Well, L. Ron would have told us about it because he was still alive when they got the ship.
So it's not asbestos because L. Ron didn't tell him about it?
But there's a lot of weird cancers among Scientologists, and a lot of them hang out on that fucking cruise ship, the higher, you know, the richer ones.
Hey, listen, don't worry about that asbestos, because L. Ron Hubbard didn't say anything about
it. Don't worry. Well, what are their sessions called? I forget. Auditing. We'll audit you. Don't worry. We'll audit the hell out of it.
We're going to audit your jizz. I mean, my God. It's just so stupid. They don't want to take the asbestos off their boat, so they made a religious bullshit excuse, a hoogity boogity excuse, and everybody believes them.
The House January 6th committee unanimously voted today to refer 4 criminal charges against former President Donald Trump to the Department of Justice.
Kaboom!
If we were Trump, we would say justice with quotes around it.
Oh my God.
Likely adding to public pressure to prosecute Trump for his attempted coup.
Go to jail, you fuck.
Representative Benny Thompson, committee chair, said, "We've never had a president stir up a violent attempt to stop the transfer of power that we know of."
That was crazy.
"This can never happen again," says Benny Thompson.
Right.
Liz Cheney, the vice chair and Wyoming Republican, said, "Every president in our history has accepted this peaceful transfer of authority, except one."
Right. Well, what was going on with the Civil War? That was a thing, right? I mean,
yeah, but there was still who was before Lincoln? Buchanan?
I'm going to agree with you because I have no fucking idea. It was Buchanan. I think it was Buchanan, Gary Busey, Lincoln.
James Buchanan, I got it right. 15th president.
Good job.
Was helping the South. He was a horrible, horrible president.
Yeah.
There's many people that list him worse than Trump.
That's how far you have to go to get worse than Trump.
And right before him. Fuck
before the Civil War.
Oh, I don't want to look. Right before him, Pierce?
Yeah.
Pierce also. All right, now I gotta look it up.
And then Adams.
I'm guessing Pierce.
No, no, no. Jefferson Adams, Washington.
Washington Jefferson Adams.
That's what I said.
Or no, Washington no, Adams Jefferson. Jefferson.
Wait, wait.
Adams.
No.
Madison.
Oh. I forgot him. But it is Jefferson Adams Washington, though.
No, George Washington was the first president.
Well, I'm going backwards. I thought we were going backwards.
Oh, you're going backwards. I'm sorry. You're right. Jefferson Adams.
Yeah, but Washington after Jefferson. Backwards.
But there's a whole bunch in. Yes.
Well, then.
Now I've got it open.
Oh, okay.
Franklin Pierce. I was.
Right.
Guess Pierce before I looked. James Buchanan never married.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, back then.
Yeah, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, and the dude after Johnson, the other Johnson.
Johnson?
Were considered Andrew Johnson, are all kind of up there in shitty presidents.
Wait, who's worse?
With Trump.
Andrew Jackson or Andrew Johnson? Was Andrew Jackson ever president?
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson or Andrew Johnson, who's worse?
Are you black or an Indian?
What a great who's that proud of their fucking
Andrew
heritage?
Jackson, yeah, not that
it's
Andrew
about
Jackson
our heritage.
Is kind to black people.
Listen to this heritage that you're so worried about. Listen to this. Oh, this horrible shit. Fuck.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, John Quincy Adams,
Monroe.
Andrew Jackson,
right.
Van Buren,
damn.
William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, then Polk. Taylor, right. Millard Fillmore, my favorite name.
Yeah.
For presidents.
Right.
Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, Lincoln, Ulysses Grant, Rutherford, B. Hayes.
Grant.
Garfield.
Right.
Chester Arthur. Grover.
Was Cleveland. Ulysses S. Grant, was he for marriage equality back then? Or?
I'm sure he was. He kicked the South's ass, though.
No, yeah. Ulysses.
William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, the big guy, Taft, Woody Wilson.
Oh, Taft.
Awful president. Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush.
Right.
Clinton, Bush, Barack Obama.
Well, you know, by the other insurrection charges against those Congress people back in the day, that was that America First thing happened because all these fucking.
Oh, you know, Rachel's signed a contract to do a movie about
Ultra.
Oh, with Spielberg, I think it is.
Oh, man, that is a crazy motherfucking story.
I have to listen to it. You said it's really good.
It's insane. It's very good. And it's as good as Bagman. Dude, I'm listening to something right now that is insane. Do you remember it's called the Tylenol murders?
Yeah, the where they put cyanide in Tylenol capsules.
Dude, I kind of remember that, but
that was in Chicago, wasn't it?
Yeah, not like I should. Yeah.
One of them was in Chicago.
Yeah, they oh my God, that was fucking crazy.
Did they ever catch the person that did that?
I don't know. I'm not to that point yet.
They definitively ever caught that person.
Right, but
let me know when you finish.
I tell you what, the people at Tylenol, that you guys were able to turn that shit around and to keep selling aspirin at some point.
Well, that's how they
came. Pretty fucking impressive.
That's why we have all those 18 layers of fucking
yes,
cell foil and
quit
plastic
complaining
and
about it. Yeah, I have always complained about packaging, not any fucking more. You wrap that shit up in as much fucking shit as you can, because this psycho that was putting cyanide in capsules right off the shelf, he sent a letter. He sent a letter to the FBI saying, hey, listen, it takes me like 10 minutes to lace every capsule in a bottle of pills and put it back on the shelf. That's all the time it took.
The culprit. Oh, do you want me to ruin it for you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it happened in 1982. I kind of feel like a... No, you know, just say it.
I'll leave it. No, I'll spoil it for you.
We can talk about this like normal people.
Seven people died.
Yeah.
Three members of the same family. I mean, obviously from the same bottle. Man.
Yep. And you know what?
Horrific.
they didn't listen to a certain person that figured it out early. You know?
The January 6th committee also revealed a great... I saved the clip.
Right.
Of Hope Hicks.
Yes, Hope.
Shanking.
Ew.
Donald Trump.
Damn! Do we have it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
They played it.
Oh, really?
At the January 6th footage.
Oh, shit.
You know what drives him nuts? Hope, I can't believe you fucking did it. Turned on me.
Right.
Throughout the post-election period, ex-President Trump was told repeatedly by his campaign advisors, government officials, and others there was no evidence to support his claims of election fraud. Even since our last hearing, the Select Committee has obtained testimony from new witnesses who've come forward to tell us about their conversations with ex-President Trump on this topic. Here is one of his senior advisors, Hope Hicks.
Seeing evidence of fraud on a scale that would have impacted the outcome of the election, and I was becoming increasingly concerned that we were
that my vocal fry was being too strong.
Right. Just can I just make a point? This isn't related to anything we're talking about. I just want to say that when Obama was president, the best people I think came out of the woodwork to work in that administration. I'm just putting
Are you
that
suggesting
out.
That this is the opposite?
No, I don't know.
Remember, Hope Hicks was a worked for a PR firm.
Yeah.
For
sneakers.
Ivanka's Chinese handbag company
or
something like that.
Oh, I thought it was
like
a sneaker company. Oh, yeah, yeah. For I'm a spokesperson for luggage. Now I'm going to run the... I'm the senior strategist in the White House, whatever that fucking means.
Election, and I was becoming increasingly concerned that we were damaging his legacy.
What did the president say in response to what?
I'm sorry. Oh, fuck right off,
a little bit.
Stupid fucking Nazi.
I think he did a great job of damaging his own legacy.
Please, you are insane.
We're damaging. We were damaging his legacy.
What did the president say in response to what you just described?
He said something along the lines of, you know, nobody will care about my legacy if I lose. So that won't matter. The only thing that matters is winning.
Winning?
God, it's
the thing that matters is winning.
Shitty people. It's all shitty fucking people. Did you tell anyone this was happening? What did you do to stop all the fascism? You fuck. You fuck off. Oh my God.
I'm worried about his legacy?
Yes, aren't you? You're so worried about his legacy. When's the book coming out?
Oh, does she have one yet?
No, but when is it coming out, Hope? When's the motherfucking book coming out? None of you people are doing this to help or anything like that. You just have to. You're opportunistic little Nazis. You took his blood money. Fuck off. Fuck right off.
Referrals, unlike the committee's contempt of Congress recommendations, do not need the approval of the full House, so they don't have to vote on it. Like the contempt referrals, they cannot force prosecutors to charge or even start an investigation against anyone. Publicly known subpoenas and witness appearances, though, suggest that Trump and anyone else likely to be referred by the committee are already under active criminal investigation.
Yeah, they're busy. They're busy. I'm sorry. We have more shit. Are they worried that they can't like go after these people because they're too busy dealing with
other
charges? That's on them to figure out, right? Because they did all this shit. You know,
Trump, former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark and right wing lawyer John Eastman are specifically named in the referral to prosecutors.
Yes.
All three helped advance a scheme that threatened violence.
Oh, my gosh.
And ultimately incited violence.
Right.
To pressure then Vice President Mike Pence and lawmakers to give Trump a second term.
That dipshit John Eastman in that dumb fucking hat. Take a shit in your own hat, you fuck.
There you go. That's the headline. I'm sure it's the headline. Over to the Drudge Report. Woo! Also. Yep, January 6th grand finale, criminal referrals. Will the DOJ act? Question mark.
Throw those sad bitches in jail. Throw them in fucking jail. Who gives a shit? Fuck them.
So who knows?
Trump wanted those people. Listen to me. Listen to me, DOJ. Trump wanted those people to go in the Capitol and destroy everything. What if those people had gotten a hold of Nancy Pelosi or anybody from the squad? What if they had gotten their mitts on mittens? Jeez.
Their mitts on mittens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Oh, Jenny's, these tourists are trying to take off my magic underwear.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay.
This Monday.
That's good news. That's great, right? They did their job.
Yeah, I mean, that's
they
all they can do.
They did their job.
In this insane country and with Republicans refusing.
Right.
To, not only refusing to cooperate, but actively trying to thwart any kind of investigation.
So now we need the DOJ to do their fucking job. And throw that sad little orange bitch in jail.
Oh, yeah.
If you got any prayers, Lord, make these pillows that people take home. Their...
What
I'll
the
go back.
Fuck?
Mike Lindell was at a Christian college, and he gave out all kinds of my pillows.
Oh, man.
If you got any prayers...
So now Mike Lindell is on his knees and there's all of these white Christian college students snuggling their MyPillows in the auditorium.
Don't rape anybody.
If you got any prayers, Lord, make these pillows that people take home their prayer pillow. But they will lay on them and never forget this night, and they will pray to you, Lord.
Lord, make them their spank pillow.
They will jizz on them every night.
Are they free?
He handed them out.
Mike, can you afford to do this, dude?
Says he donated.
If I'm his family, I'm like, what the fuck?
Tells you how fucking cheap those pillows are.
Oh, yeah.
If he can just sling them about.
He's like, everybody take these pillows, get on your knees. Like, hold on a second.
Oh, Snoop Dogg just put out a...
Snoop Dogg's there?
Put out a poll. Should I run Twitter?
Yeah.
We're voting yes.
Sure.
81% say yes. Sorry, that was another tweet on the side here. Here.
You got any prayers... Lord, make these pillows that people take home their prayer pillow, that they will lay on them and never forget this night, and they will pray to you, Lord, and ask you.
What is a this is
look
so
at the fucking size of this auditorium, though.
What is a prayer pillow?
This is, and they've all got pillows. He's got to have 5,000 people with pillows.
Mike, if I'm your family or anybody in that company, I'm like, you went to that stadium and gave all of those people pillows. What is your problem? What do you need? I'm trying to understand Jesus. Jesus, when I pray, do I need a pillow? Or can I just talk to you? How does the magic work? Have you ever heard of that? Do the Catholics have? The Catholics could probably use prayer pillows, something for those knees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's hemorrhoid pillows.
Religion's great.
I'm just going
to
continue.
Go into their heart and surrender. Surrender to you, Jesus. And we pray that for the addicts, anybody addicted out there, that stories of hope like mine will change the world and change our country.
Any addicts out there, you can turn from your addiction and turn into Mike Lindell.
God
that
damn.
Ain't sounding real attractive to me.
That's crazy. But it's crazy, though. It's just, you know what's crazy to me? How many people is he saying this to? How many people is he saying this to?
It's a shit ton.
You know, I had I at my drag show, I got a there are like 100 people there, and I got them to chant Matt Gaetz has a tiny little dick over and over again.
That's right. You got to put that up on your social media. Check after the show on Instagram.
Well, somebody recorded it. I don't have it yet, but
yeah, all I have is that is Mike Lindell. I don't even have, but like, there's no stories about it. I mean,
what's to tell?
Such bad reporting.
Mike Lindell.
Well, I want to know where it was. Like, what was this Christian college? Because it's fucking huge, and there's a zillion people there.
I mean, I'm just saying that, like, that's a lot of people to perform in front of, and that guy is, does he not get nervous? Is he just rattling this shit off? It's just, what the fuck? God, this religion shit, man. You idiots. No offense. I mean,
Mike Lindell spoke at a Christian college. Yeah, I can't find out where it is.
in Fuckville, USA. It's not in a great place. It's that Christian college. You're in San Francisco somewhere. That's in the Tenderloin. It's probably like somewhere in Alabama.
Oh, he was recently at the Vero Beach prayer breakfast.
In Florida. God, prayer breakfast. Get out! It's time for breakfast.
I brought a bunch of pillows.
You got your breakfast pillow. You put your breakfast on the pillow and you eat it. China stole the election. I'm gonna replace Ron McDaniel.
Don't forget this one. I was just gonna say, don't forget this guy wants to run the RNC.
Who wants a pillow with a Bible in the middle of it? Stitch it, sewn in the middle is a fucking Bible.
So I guess you're supposed to kneel on it because everybody's on their knee and some of them are just like snuggling it. And I'm sure somebody's fucking
And they will pray to you, Lord, and ask you into their heart and surrender. Surrender to you, Jesus. And we pray that for the addicts, like, anybody addicted out there, that stories of hope like mine will change the world and change our country. And we pray for peace. We pray for our country. We pray for our... We pray for our state. We pray for our... We just pray, Lord. We
You can't think of any other world, fucking shit.
Universe,
why don't
country.
You say your fucking kids or something?
Yeah, that's why he's not a preacher.
You suck.
We pray for our... We just pray, Lord. We reach out to you for...
You suck.
We ask for... please forgive our sins,
Hire
Lord.
Greg Locke.
Forgive us and listen to our prayers tonight, Lord. You know,
this sucks. We need to cleanse our past. Is there any Greg Locke out there? I mean, that guy. You know what I mean?
Beto Kuge Dema Hadi Mamba Kugo Huno Money Man.
See, Beta Skay. Why didn't you say Beta Skay?
Greg Locke's really happy because he is back on Twitter.
I gotta get rid of these witches. Is that all of Mike Lindell? That's amazing shit, man. What's wrong with that fucking guy? What's wrong with you? Is he on? What is he on?
Deliverance is for the people of God. Deliverance is for the church. I'm here to call this culture to Jesus Christ and cast out demons. Because these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils.
Bam. See, Mike Lindell, that's how it's done, right?
That's a promo.
That's a promo. Man, Greg Locke, Greg Locke's a horrible asshole. But that man knows what's up with his production, right? He's compelling.
This is the tent, and there's a lot of fucking white people in that tent.
Much Covis.
And you know, plus size rec is oversampled, I think.
You know,
which is fine.
What we're not seeing when we see all these preachers, because this is a production. This is Mike Lindell. You cannot show up to a venue and do that in like, because like Greg Locke, What we're not seeing with Greg Locke is there's a stage manager back there talking to a guy on a light board, to a guy on a soundboard going, stand by Q12A, ready Q12A, go choke in some lighting guys like, thank you, Q12A. You know what I mean? Thank you, 5 minutes till curtain. Mr. Locke, are you ready? It's a show. And Mike Lindell's all mumble mouth. What the fuck,
Mike? Are you telling me my kid's possessed?
No, I'm telling you, your kid could be demonized and attacked, but your doctor calls it autism.
Mm. What?
We played this. This is a while ago when he's saying that it's not autism. Your autistic right. kids are possessed by demons.
Do they have to have, when they're at stages this size, these churches and stuff, this is a serious question. They have to have an Actors Equity stage manager backstage?
No,
they have to have
I would union. Assume this is a non-union gig.
Okay.
Let's see.
You can get out, you baby butchering election thief. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. I don't care how mad that makes you. You get pissed off as you want to. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. They are God-denying demons that butcher babies and hate this nation.
Okay.
God, butcher babies and hate this nation.
I tell you what, if you're
comparing that to this?
And listen to our prayers tonight, Lord.
God, you sad
and
fuck.
I want everybody to say a prayer of peace tonight, a prayer on their pillow, in Jesus' name, amen.
Oh. I want everyone to blow a load on their pillow.
You know, I bet when Greg Locke's up there and he's tested that mic, and if it's not perfect, he's firing motherfuckers. I bet you, you know what? If you want to hire a good sound guy, hire that guy that handles Greg Locke's sound, because he's screaming, his range is all over the place, and if we ever played a clip where it sounds like shit. No. Not
Greg
once.
Greg Locke, you mean?
No. And he, you can always he must, hear him. Don't you think he would be tough if you're the sound engineer or the sound guy to
I guess,
Mike
I
the motherfucker? I mean,
I haven't heard any backstage gossip of working the Greg Locke show.
It's blowing my mind. I mean, you know, it's just like there has to be a level of production behind this. That you got a crowd that big. It's not like some dumb fuck shows up with a PA. It's a whole thing.
We got first and last names of six witches that are in our church. And you know what's strange? Three of you are in this room right now.
He was hopping on one foot.
Yeah.
Prancing and tapping his microphone as he walked by his
You know what doctor. Happens when they have a scene change? I bet you they switch out that microphone because he thought he might have broke it. We have to switch it. Switch that microphone out.
We're getting a hum on mic three.
They got to send a guy in a black turtle. Oh, you better not, man. There's a hum on mic three.
Oh, my God. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Kent Christmas is probably the biggest diva. Ken Christmas or whoever the fuck that is. That guy.
Yeah.
The lighting and sound people are on point because they probably live in fear.
I just think Joel Osteen's probably pretty.
Listen, last night I was at a bar and I looked up and there was Joel Osteen's face on a large screen TV above a pool table. Oh, yeah, Joel Osteen is probably a director. Like, these people probably have a director, right? Someone has to direct this shit.
No. I think there's a musical director, but
yeah.
I think the preacher just, you know, kind of goes. I don't think, you think Greg Locke meets with everyone? It's like, all right, here, I'm going to prance across the stage. I'm gonna whack my...
There's got to be a producer or something that says, okay, Greg's on. Did we check the sound? Are the lights the way it should be? How do we account? Who's singing first? Does the pianist and does the fucking band know what the fuck they're doing? I mean, it's got to be coordination. Or maybe they just pray real hard and they don't need that. They just move like a Borg.
One of the guys that Elon Musk restored,
yes,
to his Twitter account is Baked Alaska, insurrectionist,
right?
I don't know if he was charged. I don't know that he went in the building. I think he did. Maybe. I don't know. He was there.
Oh, Baked
Alaska was definitely at the insurrection. But he became famous during the COVID lockdowns by filming himself going into businesses.
Oh, right.
And screaming and throwing a little pissy fit that he had to wear a mask because it's his freedoms and shit.
But you know, Baked Alaska, if it's a private business, I think they can ask you to wear a mask and you can fuck off,
no,
right?
No, they can't.
Oh my God. Oh, that's
I
right.
I have a medical exemption.
Didn't they compare it to wearing a mask to having the yellow Star of David on your sleeve?
Margie Taylor Greene did.
Oh, not.
That was why she was kind of one of the reasons she was removed from her commit ads, right?
Jeez. Well, she'll get those jobs back, won't she?
And I don't know, how do you pronounce this name? A-N-T-H-I-N-I-M-E. Anthime? Anthime Joseph Gione.
Anti-Hymen.
More commonly known as Baked Alaska.
Oh my God. This guy is so high maintenance and stupid. And irritating.
Was thrilled to be back on the Twitter. Until then he got a 12-hour suspension right away for tweeting something bad about Jews.
Oh, geez. You can still get suspended for that on Twitter?
Here's his reaction.
Fuck Elon Musk, I don't care about you. You want $8 from me. I don't say anything, but I say I criticize the Jews for $8 a month. How about fuck you, and I want my account back 12 hours.
Stop. White people, stop. Stop.
I love our culture.
Marshall Mathers and other small exceptions, you can rap.
Yeah.
Do not rap, white people.
What the fuck? Does he think that's good? Who cares what he thinks? You dumb fucking untalented Nazi fuck.
Fuck
that's the thing.
Elon Musk.
You know what that illustrates? That's their talent. You guys have that talent. We have lots of talent. We have everything.
How about fuck you and I want my...
I think he's got a roadcast.
The left. Who's the left half? Does he really?
I think he's using a board.
But the left has... The left has better talent than the right, right? And this illustrates that.
Well, Kid Rock is hard to beat.
Oh, yeah, that's
And Chachi.
True. You guys have Kid Rock. You guys have Chachi. You guys have... who else?
Yay. Kind of.
Now, that's the biggest one, though. Yay is the biggest.
I guess.
Their biggest star.
Out back 12 hours later, I was feeling depressed. I went to a hospital in a white dress. And they gave me all these pills and they said I was crazy. And they said I'm in a mental hospital. I feel like I'm a fucking animal in a cage and they're taking me to jail. Now
feels like an enema in a cage? Or does he say animal?
I think it's animal.
Oh.
Why are you in a cage, you stupid?
What did the enema do that you had to cage it?
What? Let yourself
What's
out of the
cage. What's in that enema?
You know what? Actually, I think you should be in a cage. I think that's good.
Cage, and they're taking me to jail. Now I feel like I'm in hell. All I wanted to do was make fun of a liberal one more time. I said one more
God,
time.
You suck.
Hey, let's hear that rhyme. Twitter is gay. Twitter is gay. This the remix, but I say it all day. Twitter is gay, yeah, it's motherfucking gay. Twitter is gay, Twitter is gay. Twitter is my...
Wow, how is this not charting?
I hate this guy. I hate this guy, and this makes me hate technology, too. Sup, fuck us for having electricity. Let's get... This Baked Alaska makes me want to get rid of electricity. It's so bad. You're so bad. You're such a bore. Is he married?
Now, this is great.
Does he have relationships with people?
Baked Alaska? Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, people, like, there's somebody that's like, oh, Baked Alaska's coming over. I can't wait. Who would say that?
Well, he's probably...
He's looking forward to seeing you.
Or...
Is he? God, who married this guy? What a fucking bore. Listen to my rap. Oof.
Does
he have someone in his...
Oh, he's also gone by the name Tim Treadstone.
Treadstone is from Mission Impossible. Treadstone. or is might it? Get, or it's from Tom Clancy. I don't know. It's from an action movie, Treadstone. God. Do you think
he was born in Anchorage, Alaska, to a family of eight? His father is a pharmacist, his mother a nurse. Both his parents are devout Christians who operate a nonprofit organization aimed at promoting Christianity and providing medical supplies to orphanages. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
In Eastern Russia.
Oh, what does that mean? Jeez. What do you make that face? Do you think they're spies?
During his formative years, he was actively involved in his parents' charity and went to Russia with them numerous times.
Hey, are you a spy, dude?
Five of his siblings were adopted from Russia.
Hey, Baked Alaska, are you saying all this weird fucking shit because you're on the payroll? I think that's a reasonable question, is it not? Well, you know what I mean? So when he was in Alaska, was he made an asset of somebody? Was he approached? That's how it works.
He pursued 2011. He was working for Capitol Records for a short time before pursuing his own career in rap music.
Oh,
with a wild redneck kick-ass persona.
Ah, yeah. Oh, it hurts. We have a culture emergency in this country. We have to do something. We need more things that are good and less people with bad taste.
He also posted many humorous videos on Vine, where he became known as a prankster, achieving some online popularity. A video of him pouring a gallon of milk on his face attracted several million views.
We have to go back in time and get rid of the internet, too. Also electricity. How horrible. We have such a horrible culture. Baked Alaska. Man.
And his live streams, he's been in trouble a lot. He was arrested in multiple live stream instances of trespassing and assault, including pepper spraying a bouncer in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Well, that's nice.
Following this particular incident, GNA, that's Baked Alaska, was found guilty of assault, disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, all misdemeanors.
Hey.
He was sentenced to 30 days in jail.
Hey, I have a question. Why, he's a Christian, right?
Allegedly.
Don't they say, isn't there something in Christianity about not beating people and assaulting people, or is that, am I wrong?
January 14, 2021, he failed to appear at a court hearing in Scottsdale, which prosecutors aimed to revoke his pretrial release that had been granted after the December 2020 arrest related to the incident with the bouncer.
Right.
Prosecutors argued that Baked Alaska had violated his bail conditions multiple times in relation to the 2021 Capitol attack.
Yes.
By leaving Arizona, by knowingly entering and remaining on Capitol grounds without lawful authority, and by violently entering and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. He's the one that live streamed himself from inside the Capitol.
Oh, I'm streaming evidence.
Yeah.
He was
arrested by the FBI on January 15th, 2021. I'm not sure that he was released, awaiting federal charges.
Right.
In February 2022, he was sentenced to 30 days in jail for the assault conviction and macing of the bouncer in Scottsdale.
That's nice.
And in July of this year, he pleaded guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing inside a Capitol building, a misdemeanor. He's facing up to 6 months in jail. So I don't have the latest on that.
Man, it's just like there's not very many people in Alaska. And it sucks that this douchebag had to live up there. You know, this guy needs to be somewhere where you won't even notice him. Ugh. Baked Alaska's coming. Oh, my God. Don't make eye contact. He's the worst conversationalist. He's going to make you listen to one of his rap songs. Oh, no. Please don't.
Here's a reaction. This is Right Wing Watch. A reaction to Trump's major announcement about the NFT card.
Ah! So fucking sad.
Someone asks, Mike Flynn. Lock her up. Yeah, lock her up.
Man, Mike Flynn's a big fucking star headlining all these America First rallies.
Even above Jim Brewer.
Jeez.
Oh, fucking A.
Trump announced that he had a major announcement today. And in the major announcement, it is the sale of a, what do you call the?
Digital playing cards.
That's Mike Flynn. Digital playing cards. Shaking his head. He's horrified.
He loves the digital playing cards. Oh, he doesn't.
Digital playing cards.
And he's a Trump thing. And so there is, you know, the assumption that
whoever advised him on that, I'd fire him immediately.
There you go.
Jeez.
Mike Flynn, not a fan.
I'm serious.
Of the NFT.
Lock her up. Yeah, man. What do you feel? You really supported Trump and now he just wants to sell these stupid cards. It's weird, right?
Yeah. And pathetic.
Well, and also somebody that wants to overthrow the country, do they also have time to deal in NFTs? How do you find...
Well, yeah, he's got people.
Is Trump doing these himself? Did he do any of the NFTs?
Sure, yeah. I drew this myself.
The actual realistic ones are great, though.
Make the hands bigger.
He totally say, Melania, tell everybody at the White House, any pictures of me, I want my hands super big.
How is he? What is he, texting her? She's not there.
She is not helping at all. She didn't help.
So enough of this cowardice, enough of this, you're a Democrat plant. We don't like Hitler. It's like, you know what? Well, I do. Well, I do.
I thought that was still Mike Flynn.
And I'm tired of pretending I don't.
That's the future of Mike Flynn. Nick Fuentes.
Yes.
Says he's fed up with all the right-wing cowards who won't admit that they like Hitler. And they're upset with him saying that he likes Hitler. We don't like Hitler. He's like, I do. And I'm tired of pretending I don't.
Is it true Nick Fuentes is still riding a wave of popularity based on him coming out so strongly supporting Nazis? Or whatever.
A certain group, sure.
With the Thanksgiving thing, right? It just seems like Nick Fuentes has risen in popularity in the fever swamp.
Well, dinner with Trump and Ye certainly raised his cred.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye, man. Why are you... Why? What I don't understand, if I'm Kanye, I'm not doing any of this shit. I'm hanging out with Christina Aguilera.
Didn't he kind of disappear too?
I'm hanging out
recently?
With Matt Damon. I'm hanging out
Matt
with...
Matt Damon's not going to hang out with Kanye.
Well, I'm hanging out with some famous people.
Nor is Christina Aguilera.
I don't know. I just saw a thought of. Oh. I'm hanging out with Huey Lewis.
You can get John Voight, maybe.
I'm staying away from John Voight. Has John Voight dropped any videos? I'm sure he has. I am also...
I just want everyone...
Can I get some John Voight NFTs?
Our beloved president is struggling right now. Wow, nothing since November 13th.
Jeez,
when
John.
We got this one.
It is with great honor that I say God bless America. Let us all wish this great land a healing from all the unrighteousness that is taking place. My fellow Americans, we're in danger of a third world war. We as a family of one truth must hear this now.
Imagine this actor from who knows. Imagine the shit John Voight got into in the 70s. And right now, he's like, look at all this.
I think we're reaping what John Voight got into in the 70s.
What did he say? Look at all this injustice.
Wagons full of coke.
Look at all this sin happening right here. Oh, it's so disgusting.
Look at what's happening here. Everything I did except with 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And
you're a washing
Roman
quaaludes.
Polanski and I infiltrated a Girl Scout troop.
Look at this lie, this deceit that continues day after day. Can you not all see this lie? Can we all wake up? Wake up, because if we don't see this lie, this land will die. Die in its beauty, its freedom, its opportunity. It's supposed to be the land of the free. It's far from this.
Anyway, that was the last screed all the way back in November.
The land of the free.
I hope John's okay. We haven't heard from him.
I hope he is too.
In over a month.
Right. Maybe he's on tour with America with the Reawaken the Fuck Sticks or something. You think like he might be? I'm opening for Jim Brewer. He's doing the opening. Jim Brewer's featuring, and the headliner is Greg Locke. Newt Gingrich will come on at some point too.
We also have.
Do you think at Reawaken America, like, there's some right wing nut jobs that just show up, like who? I don't know, say Scott Baio might show up to one of these Reawaken America tours.
You never know.
Hey, Greg, can I get a quick 10? Can I have a tight 5? Can I please, can you put me up? If you had anybody cancel, just throw me up in the lineup, please.
Yeah, I shoot food for a living all around the world.
Did you know that Nazis were living on Mars?
Yep. Really, I did.
Yeah, okay, because I just heard that right now.
I'm telling you, yeah. The more you know, the more you know.
Wait, so how long have you known this? See, my mind is a little bit blown right now.
Maybe a year. There's more people living off planet than
this is. Who is this? Is this?
This is at the Reawaken America tour.
Oh, is that
interviewing some of the attendees?
Is that Christy Gnome?
She's just one of the attendees.
Oh, that's the thing. They make a good point. Or I, if there are Nazis on Mars, then number one, that's big news, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that's kind of big news.
And also, shouldn't we go arrest them? They're Nazis, right?
Well, Elon maybe is trying to get us there to arrest them.
Are they Nazis from World War II that went to Mars and then because they're in a new, they live longer there. People
don't
live longer.
Don't forget they're pedophiles.
Pedophile Nazis. How'd they get there, though?
There's a tweet from NASA's InSight mission.
Okay.
The robot that's running around says, my power's really low, so this might be the last image I can send. Don't worry about me, though. My time here has been both productive and serene. If I can keep talking to my mission team, I will, but I'll be signing off here soon. Wow. Thanks for staying with me. An hour ago, a photo from Mars.
Who took that? One of the Nazis, or is it from?
It might be. I don't see any Nazis anywhere.
Hey, Nazis, if you're out there, can you throw some batteries in this guy? If you could take a moment from your fascism to do that.
Christianity is so important, but look at all the.
Oops. Christianity is so important.
Yes.
Christianity is so important, but look at all these pagan religions that have resisted the truth. I mean, do you think India is like a great place to live? No, because you got a bunch of dirt worshiping heathens over there that are just, they're into millions of gods. Their gods are evil.
Oh, your god is great.
Oh, yes.
Your god's such a cuddle bunny when he's sending floods to kill everybody or turning a couple of towns into everybody into pillars of salt and shit.
Yeah, a guy can be really fucked up, man. Right?
Oh, the Christian god is evil. He's a villain. If you read the Old Testament,
yeah, it's
he's a fucking asshole.
It's a hard scene. And I have a question. With the whole, okay, so the whole Genesis thing with the apple and the snake. Okay, maybe that explains it. But why? Why?
What do you mean?
Why have the apple? Why have the snake?
Meanwhile, the Bible doesn't say apple.
No. Well, then what is it, a banana?
Fruit.
Oh.
The fruit of the tree of knowledge.
It's never said
it was an apple.
Lazy fucking writing. Be specific. Be specific or no one will care. Why do I think it's an apple? Because I wanted to make it a specific. Why didn't they make it specific?
Because some middle-aged painters probably decided, we need a fruit, so let's pick apple. We need a fruit that grows on a tree.
Why, when you monks translating this Bible while you're high on mushrooms and grub worms, why didn't you have
probably never seen mangoes?
Oh, yeah.
Being in Europe in the 1400s.
Could it be a coconut?
You know.
Maybe it grasped it by the husk.
They're into millions of gods. Their gods are evil. And, you know, obviously, again, one of the oldest religions in the world, but still wicked as hell.
That's right.
Wicked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I just came. Yeah. Who is this trailer.
Wait, who is this again?
This is Christian hate preacher Aaron Thompson. He's one of the, 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 Steadfast Bible.
Wow.
Steadfast Baptist, guys.
Oh, impressive. Jeez.
Fucking asshole.
Steadfast. Is that like a quiverful thing? I mean, do you guys molest
there's
people?
Like
or
two or three of them, and they all have the preachers that we play that all want gays dead. And
no.
They're real great people.
Right. Loads.
We have
nobody has a hobby, I guess. You just have to be like virulent homophobes, and you don't read, you don't, you know.
Yeah.
Beating women is about as American as apple pie, and I say that in that, like, it wasn't until the 70s that corporal punishment for women was kind of outlawed and written out of the code.
Beating women is about as American as apple pie.
We got to laugh when he said that. Somebody laughed.
Says the America First assholes. This is over on Nick Fuentes's streaming site.
Well, lots of men beat women. And sadly, that is the case. Beating women is as American as apple pie.
Yeah,
and so is subjugating women and beating black people.
Slavery.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. So I agree with him, but I feel like he thinks it's a positive thing.
Beating women is about as American as apple pie. And I say that in that, like, it wasn't until the 70s that corporal punishment for women was kind of outlawed and written out of the code. But
God
corporal
damn, fuck this guy.
Punishment for women.
Listen, motherfucker.
He's upset.
You see me, meet me in VR. I will fuck you up. I will put on the fucking goggles. Let's go, you fuck.
Look for Master Chief.
Master Chief, I will fuck you up.
You go back to common law. You go back to our founding. There were clauses in there that kind of accepted, okay, well, if a woman gets out of line, beating her is fine. And, you know, Abigail Adams, she was John Adams's wife. She wrote this very famous letter, and she was like, you know, when you're drafting the Constitution, please remember the women, if you will. And everyone takes that to mean, like, please give women's rights, and that kind of put wind in the sails.
And everyone was like, fuck that shit, are you crazy?
Who is this guy?
Adams, get a hold of your wife.
Hey, listen, you this little fuckstick thinks he's smart. That's why I hate this guy. You think you're intellectually superior to other people, and you are a dumb dullard fucknut. You are stupid as shit.
Everyone takes that to mean, like, please give women's rights, and that kind of put wind in the sails of the women's suffrage movement. But really what she was talking about is, hey, can you maybe put in a clause that says, like, men can't beat their wives if they get out of line? And John Adams' response to that was, you're too funny, lady. You're too funny.
And a backhand.
God.
He beat the shit out of her for suggesting that. Isn't that great? I miss those days.
The only thing good about that guy, I like that hoodie he has. I would like that purple hoodie.
I mean, that was our founding fathers on the question of beating women. So, you know, I don't like this notion that, like, we have such a problem with women getting physically harmed, because that's really not my issue with it. Women
what?
Are for the most.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. You.
This is Nick Fuentes' channel, man. This is where they want to beat women. They want to violently overthrow the United States.
Do they have advertisers?
A Christian Sharia law upon us.
Who advertises on this?
I don't know.
Wayfair probably, furniture.
Probably Mike Pillow.
Mike, you know, enter code. This guy is about to say, yeah, just enter code 5959.
Get physically your harm, because that's really not my issue with it. Women are, for the most part, these awful creatures who don't have souls, who don't have hearts, who are there for the money, who are there to suck us dry. And, you know, you have these boomers who tell us, like, well, you know, why just start a family? And it's like, have you seen the women who are out there?
Yeah.
Have you seen what's happening to us? And, you know, men, as far as I'm aware,
these are capital I incels,
right
here.
Listen, dude, I don't know. No, who wants to suck you dry? You fucking.
I have a horrible personality, and nobody will fuck me. But women are bad.
What is the most interesting thing this guy could talk about? I mean, the most interesting thing, like, if you said,
I think he's doing it.
Yeah, if you said, what's your favorite movie? Have you
this
seen
is
movies?
All he's got.
You see anything on Netflix? It's not about, like, bad shit he watched.
Well,
like,
yeah, I mean,
anything.
He likes the first part of Handmaid's Tale.
I love that part. That's what he said.
And, you know, men, for all, as far as I'm aware, men are the same. There was no men's right movement to change men. There was, in fact, a feminist movement, and there was, in fact, feminist female influenced ideology that kind of changed the role of women in society. That's the only thing that's changed. So when you put all of that together, you really have to wonder, well, who is the culprit here? And it is the women. And so, yeah, it's a little bit trolly. It's a little bit of a joke that all women are whores and all women are sluts and all women are just awful.
God, I mean,
but you look at these stories and you're like, okay, well, you know, am I wrong?
God.
Okay, it's a little bit trolly to say all women are awful, all women are evil, but you know.
You know, I'll tell you this much. I'd rather somebody beat me than listen to you talk anymore, you fuck. Who listens to this podcast? Jeez. This guy is God, you. Who is he? Who is this person? You are the worst person.
John Miller is his
John
name.
Miller, you fucking
far-right
fuck
America
you.
First activist.
Fuck yourself. Your parents should have pulled the fuck out. Holy shit. Oh my God. We gotta protect a woman's right to choose because if not, we're going to get more people like this. This guy. Nobody's sperm should attach to any kind of uterine lining to create this sad Nazi fuck.
Beating women is about as American as apple pie, he says.
Don't you have this? You had to have come from a mother.
Oh, I'm sure she's real proud.
Oh, my God. You dumb Nazi, you. The word count.
AOC dunked on the GOP.
Good.
They tweeted, 60% of workers report living paycheck to paycheck. That's on you, you cunts.
Yeah.
That is on you, you assholes. And you're gloating about that.
Because your
economic policies and throwing tax breaks to people like Elon fucking Musk and shit like that is what causes people to be working paycheck to paycheck.
And you know what? Take a look into the shit that's sitting in the House, right? And all the legislation that gets held up by the Republicans.
All the good shit that could be done.
Yeah, I'm sure some of that might speak to what you're talking about.
So the GOP tweeted, 60% of workers report living paycheck to paycheck, and AOC responded, and yet y'all still voted against raising the minimum wage.
That's fucking right. That's where it is. And the other thing about that is whenever they talk about raising the minimum wage, like, we're going to do it over a period of 5 years.
Well, we can't do it right away because, you know, if people have to start paying people living wages, then how are their businesses going to survive? Well, if your business can only run on slave wages, your business should not survive. I'm putting that out there.
Yes.
Fuck your business.
Yeah,
it deserves to go under if you can't support living wages for all of your employees.
But the crazy thing is why I consider that, though, because you're talking about people don't have enough money to live on. That's a fucking emergency.
Well, I mean, it's fucking we should have UBI and it shouldn't matter.
Just raise it. There's no choice. When you have people in poverty and you can get them out of poverty, it's not you can say, okay, what if we get them out of poverty and X, Y, and Z happens? Fuck off. Who gives a shit? They're in poverty right now. You know what I mean? It's like this country's like people are drowning in the water and like, oh, we should put people on the lifeboat. And the Republicans are like, well, what do we do once we get them in the lifeboat? What are we going to do? And they don't want.
Yeah.
Anyway. End of the drowning analogy for, you know, GOP fucking obvious. Fuck them.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Did you see there's a, I think this is Slate magazine.
Yeah.
The headline says, this is a couple days ago. I think I found Kyrsten Sinema's side hustle.
Oh, okay. NFTs.
She thinks that cinema is selling shit on Facebook.
What? Oh, on Facebook Marketplace? Dude, I love Facebook. I swear I got my elliptical.
It's 11 a.m. on Tuesday, and I'm exchanging Facebook messages with Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema about a lightly used pair of Badgley Mischka heels.
She's selling her shoes?
At least I think it's Kyrsten Sinema. It's her name in the Facebook Marketplace listing, and it's her in the profile photo. grinning at the finish line of a running race. The seller bio says she lives in Phoenix, and one of our mutual Facebook friends is former Democratic National Committee staffer. The shoes, 4.5-inch stilettos, adorned with rhinestone-studded flower appliques.
Okay, what's that?
Look as if they would fit pretty well in Sinema's wardrobe.
What size are they?
But would a sitting senator respond within seconds on a weekday morning to a message about used heels? Would it be worth her time to photograph a pair of old shoes, write a sales listing, field inquiries from potential buyers, and arrange pickup logistics all for $65?
No, but one of her staff members would.
They're beautiful shoes. The user DM'd me as I Venmo'd the money. Enjoy them.
Oh, no big deal. You know how much Pompeo had on eBay with his staff? You know he was doing that. Hey, put this shit on eBay. I'm trying to sell.
So she's pretty convinced this is really Sinema. And there's a shit ton of other stuff that this person has listed.
I love it.
A $215 cycling ensemble.
No.
$150 watch with a silicone strap. There's no pictures. $150 fitness tracker ring, a $500 bicycle travel case.
You know, I wish more politicians would do this because I would love to tell, like, that would be cool. Like, if I could tell my mom, I was like, I got you a sweater, and it's Nancy Pelosi. She was selling it on Facebook, right?
So this person goes on to kind of analyze. Yeah. There's a hat, a designer hat, trucker's hat says do epic shit.
Yeah. Is Swalwell selling anything? He's a good dresser. Is he selling any clothes? I like his shit.
Photos of the senator from a 2019 marathon and a race in DC.
Yeah.
Show her wearing a pink NASCAR themed Betty tank top. In October, the Facebook Sinema listed the identical garment.
How much?
For $50 in used like new condition.
I'm paying $50 for a fucking used tank top?
NASCAR.
Because it's her?
But it's NASCAR.
You think? Because that's weird.
Maybe.
Dad, I'm trying to think.
A $600 treadmill, a $3,500 road bike frame.
Does Obama have anything for sale on Facebook? I would buy something if he was selling it. That would be cool. To give somebody a present, say, hey, this is a snow globe.
Ooh, a used water bottle. Used only once at the 2022 Boston Marathon, which Kirsten Sinema ran.
Oh, okay. So is she selling shit on Facebook based off who she is? And it's like, fans of her want to buy a cup that Kirsten Sinema used?
Facebook Sinema informed me. This is, who's writing this, by the way? I should give her credit over at Slate. Christina Cauterucci. Cauterucci.
Does Ted Lieu have anything for sale? I'm going to buy that little Yoda he has on his bookshelf whenever he does interviews.
Her staff will neither confirm nor deny that it's her.
Rachel Maddow selling some fishing poles on Facebook.
Facebook Sinema informed me on October 17th that she would be away from her apartment in DC for a bit, but could have a friend put the items at the front desk to pick up.
Oh my God.
That was the day that Sinema convened her Water Advisory Council to discuss conserving Colorado River water.
This person is making time to fuck up the Democrats' agenda, and also to sell shit, to sell a used water bottle, once used water bottle.
So you go, head over to Slate and read about what could be Senator Sinema's side hustle.
I don't understand how anyone has time for this if you're a senator.
That's what the article's about, I guess.
Is Rick Scott selling anything? What's Matt Gaetz selling? Oh, shit.
Ew.
I've got some people. Louis Gohmert, does he have anything on Facebook?
I've got some slightly used brisket tongs.
Oh, Louis, let me tell you something. If you got out of, get out of government and open up a barbecue place. That's what he likes.
Well, he's out, right? I mean,
oh, yeah, he is.
Isn't he?
What kind of psycho decides that he wants, I mean, barbecuing at work is a little much. You could make barbecue and bring it to work and maybe reheat it in the microwave. But barbecuing at work is a little much, right?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
But he's upset about the fact that they wouldn't let him do it. Remember, he fought.
Yeah. Did Louis leave his grill when he left his... He just leave it there for the next guy?
Let my Republican colleagues read these documents and stop making a false claim.
Good luck with that.
The gentleman impugned our integrity. I would demand that his words be taken down. He is not allowed under the rules to impugn false statements by this side. And as far as PolitiFact and some of those, they couldn't find the truth with both hands.
That's a separate allegation. You know,
some of Louis Gohmert's highlight reels.
You know what I'd like to do is hook up his brain to some electrodes when he's having a fit like this. I want to see what that his brain just must be overheating at this moment. Like he can't process what's going on. He's like, you don't impugn me.
Oh, here's a piece of his final floor speech.
Okay.
Our problem is very clear to me. It's not with weapons. It's with the lack of morality. It's exactly what President Adams said over 200 years ago. He saw it. If you're not teaching children that there is absolute right and wrong, there may be gray areas, there are, as every lawyer would tell you, but there are some absolutes that are right or wrong.
There's Louis.
Wow. No NFTs
inspirational,
at the end?
Isn't it?
Can I get an NFT of Louis? What a sad sack.
Poor Louis Gohmert.
What's he going to do?
Wait a second.
Holy night. All is home, all is bright, our young virgin brother and child.
Oh my God, Louis is playing the guitar. Louis Gohmert, Thomas Massey, Lauren Boebert, and the rest of the House Freedom Caucus last week.
It's a spreader.
Singing Silent Night.
It's a spreader party. Oh, man.
Louis plays guitar.
Those people love each other. Those Nazis love each other. Do you see them hanging out? They look so happy. Jeez.
Oh, Brian.
Get over here, Brian.
Sir, we're live streaming right now. Where are we at right now?
We're in Tim Burchett's office. 1122 Longworth. You're not here. You're missing out. Boebert, say hi.
Oh, God. That's Thomas Massey, Nazi fuck, who's being hugged by Boebert. Need we say more?
Question.
While Louis Gohmert is playing guitar in the background.
Is Thomas Massey holding squirt cheese?
He is. He is.
I love squirt cheese, man.
Squirt cheese is great. So or a Kong toy stuffing. It's the same kind of.
Yeah. Go to crabdiving.com.
That's for Boebert.
/Amazon and buy some squirt cheese and hang out with some creepy ass Republicans.
Oh, how creepy. House Freedom Caucus Christmas party.
God.
With Louis Gohmert on guitar.
Hey, listen, you go with a friend, go with a buddy, and always keep your friend in eye view, eye contact.
I'm blown away that Louis Gohmert plays guitar.
Yeah, that's wild. That's
amazing.
Don't impugn my integrity.
Now I want to find more Louis Gohmert playing guitar.
Well, you know, the Republicans have always been very musical. There was the barbershop quartet with that horrible fuck John Ashcroft singing tenor.
Right. That's right.
I don't remember who else is in that.
Somebody tweeted, Louis Gohmert is the guy who brings his guitar to every party, but only knows how to play Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh my, you're my Wonderwall.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna take it back from me.
Zombie. Louis Gohmert.
Oh, man.
Please don't bring that guitar. Paul Gosar's like, I can tell by Lou's body language he's about to pull out the acoustic.
Oh, fuck. Did Gomer bring his fucking guitar?
Tom May's like, give me that. Give me that square cheese. I'm getting out of here. Everybody spreading that COVID. Oh, you're so disgusting, you Nazis. Yeah, so much fun.
God, the Republicans are just laughable.
They're vile. And they're funny.
Set your picture for tomorrow, no show tomorrow, probably Wednesday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. No show Tuesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. I sent you a picture of Gomer playing guitar for tomorrow's for Wednesday's promo.
Why does he? You know, hold on a second. What's up with that face? He always has that face, man.
Well, that's his face.
I know. But it's like that look. It's just like that. Is it that he's sad or he's upset? You ruined marriage. What's wrong? What's his face about?
It's resting moron face. It is what it is.
That's what it is.
Resting racist moron face.
Right. That's it.
Can you imagine some of the when he was a judge? Can you imagine some of the rulings these lawyers had to
horrific.
Sit through?
People thrown in jail.
I just want to speak up about this case. It's like, oh,
the lawyer's got to be like, listen, man, this guy's a nightmare. I'm so sorry.
What judge did we get? Gomer. Oh, fuck.
The racist one. Well, you know.
In Texas?
As they're all like, yeah. What flavor?
Please narrow it down. Have also.
It's amazing though. Our congressperson is much worse than
Matt Gaetz. You mean?
Yeah.
You guys need to when Ryan puts it up, you gotta watch his drag show.
Yeah.
From Saturday, he did a routine about.
Somebody shot it with like 3 or 4 cameras. You know. My drag outfit was very, like, the whole thing was modest and
don't
shit.
Watch any of the other clips because you may see some guy.
See some
asshole.
Yeah, it's like, you may see an anus. I don't know. I remember in theater school, they taught you how to maybe get
how
a reaction.
Mask your hole?
How can.
What theater school did you go to?
Well, I was going to say, no, at theater school, they teach you how to connect with the audience without showing them your hole.
Oh, I get it. Okay,
without showing them your hole. I feel like when you're showing them your hole, you can no longer express yourself with word or song. At that point, you don't know what you're saying. You say, look up my hole and tell me how I'm feeling.
Unless your hole can sing.
Maybe that's what he was doing, and I didn't play. I'm sitting there on I'm staying on stage. It's like how they pick the winner. They just the host, you know, they're like, "Hey, do you want Thin Mints to win?" And people clapped, and they did each one. And I had to sit on stage while this guy did a dance, and he had icing shoved up his hole. I mean, it was.
She is back on Twitter because 9 out of 10 tweets she puts out there, I bang on her ass.
I wouldn't say it like that, but...
What do you mean?
You're saying I bang on her ass. I mean, there's got to be some other way to describe that.
No, when she tweets, I bang on her ass. Okay. What's not...
It just doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth like that. It just sounds...
When Marjorie Taylor Greene tweets, I bang on her ass, what doesn't sound right about
know.
That?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like...
Oh, you think there's...
I just think there's another way to put it.
She tweets, I bang on her ass.
It's Michael Rappaport on his podcast. Here's also.
What's up? This is Michael Rappaport. This is my YouTube page. Rate, review, subscribe to my YouTube page. Leave a comment. I might hit you back. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Michael Rappaport is now on YouTube. Speaking of scumbags and vultures, I got to be careful here because I don't want to get kicked off of Twitter.
Who is he talking about?
He probably needs
Speaking
Twitter.
Speaking of scumbags and vultures, I got to be careful here.
See, if poor Mike Rappaport is supposed to tweet out to whatever he's in New Jersey doing comedy. He's like,
it's numbered. The new owner of Twitter is Elon Musk, who blocked me on Twitter about 4 years ago. One of my iconic rants about Elon Musk. I don't know. I said something about Elon Musk and his rocket ships. They were failing, falling out of the fucking sky. I said something about Elon Musk, about the batteries of his cars, which everybody that I know that has one of these Teslas, they love them. They love his fucking cars. People love these fucking, they're like, oh, you got to get a Tesla.
I would listen to that podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
They love that fucking car. They love that fucking
Tesla.
Car.
Tesla.
Tesla. Philly.
Uh-oh.
There you go. That's a little bit of Michael Rappaport.
Okay.
Here's some breaking news. This is a very, very important.
Yes.
What?
This just in.
Oh, yes. This is a very important take on the madre chingada puta.
The World Cup?
Wait a second. I just lost a couple of things here, motherfucker.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
Accidentally erased a couple of the stories from from the spreadsheet.
Did you see, real quick though, did you see that there was some Starbucks stores were striking over the weekend?
Oh, for,
I guess for union shit, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
We want more.
They're really fighting it though. It's interesting. Starbucks is spending a lot of money to fight unionization. But they say out loud that they don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Liars.
Yes. Do you remember when Charles Schulz was going to be president?
Charles Schulz?
Chuck Schulz.
The guy from...
Not
the guy that drew peanuts?
No. I get him mixed up. Who's the guy that created Starbucks?
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember
his name. It's Charles Schulz.
Is it?
I don't know. That guy was, do you remember when there was some buzz about him being the nominee for like 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Fuck. What does America do that? So many people that could be president were like, how about the guy that runs a coffee shop? Fuck that. He's the guy that covered up the tits on the mermaid. Fuck him.
This is a reaction to the, recommendation to the DOJ that Trump should face criminal charges.
Yes.
From none other than.
Right.
Where is my audio?
Yes.
Here we go. From none other than.
Mike Pence!
Call with your take on it. Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn?
Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn?
It just didn't work out for Mike the way he thought it was going to, I imagine. Do you think he thought...
But when it comes to the Justice Department's decision about bringing charges in the future, I would hope that they would not bring charges against the former president.
What?
I don't...
he wanted...
Mike!
People to kill you.
He sicked
30,000 people on you.
Go get him. Mike Pence, he can do the right thing. Go down there. You're going to have to fight like hell. Bring an extension cord and some wood. Hang that motherfucker.
Look, they have a noose.
Weren't they chanting?
Set up.
Wasn't there a chant?
Hang Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence. And you don't want charges? God. I don't understand. I am not evolved like him then. Because that...
There's no evolution over there.
But dude...
Not, evolution's not allowed.
If I'm Mike Pence and they like, do you want them to pursue charges? Fuck yeah! Are you fucking kidding me?
They would not bring charges against the former president. I don't... Look, as I wrote in my book, I think the president's actions and words on January 6th were reckless. But I don't know that it's criminal to take bad advice from lawyers, and so I hope the Justice Department is careful
on that too.
Well,
so we'll see on that.
Well, but Dana, I want to tell you, I hope the Justice Department understands the magnitude of the very idea of indicting a former president of the United States.
What do you think?
If they commit crimes, indict the fuck out of them. They are not above anybody else.
Mike, just for a second, you dumb fuck. Think what would the clips have been like on CNN if your dead body would have been swinging from that gallows that they built for you? That, think of those implications. That would have been... Maybe he would have liked it. Maybe I'm wrong. That would have been fucking nuts.
I think that would be terribly divisive in the country at a time when the American people want to see us.
Oh, yeah, we're not divided at all right now, Mikey.
Hey, is Ben Carson slipping you Benadryls or something,
who?
Man? yeah, you know.
Ben Carson vanished.
Oh, my God.
Smartly from the face of the planet.
This Mike Pence is channeling sleepy fucking Smurf. Wake up, motherfucker. They wanted you dead.
Mikey Pence.
What is... God. Jesus.
Also in the news, what time? Oh, look, time is fucking flying, man. We got a few minutes left here on El Big Old Show.
The Big Show. Mike Pence. Mike Pence is noncommittal about the guy that sent a lynch mob after him.
I would hope that.
Christ, man.
I would hope that they wouldn't.
Mike!
It's very divisive.
You think Karen is like, God damn, Mike. You can't show any passion in that fucking interview? Doesn't it bother you?
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Now out of your belly that was planted when you were a boy, says God, that spirit of the Lord that never left, that sin could not kill. Know this, saith God, there is a double portion. You have a three-generational...
This is Kent Christmas, everybody.
I just want to make sure I understood him.
But he's now blessing a specific celebrity.
Oh, he said Bubba Shayu? Baba Ginging?
What's your question?
When he said Baba Ginging Bubba Shayu, he obviously meant that.
What? Hallelujah. Yahara Baba San.
Yahara Bobo Sara Haba.
Oh, I don't. What does that mean? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, coming to the stage right now to be blessed is none other. Then Dog the Bounty Hunter.
In the name of the Lord. Now out of your belly that was planted when you were a boy.
Oh, fuck. I pressed the wrong cunting button.
Hallelujah. Could not kill when you were a boy, says God. That spirit of the Lord that never left, that sin could not kill. Know this, saith God, there is a double portion. You have a three-generational anointing upon your life. Now out of your mouth, hallelujah, I begin to loose the touch of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you supernatural understanding. Supernatural relationship. Yeah. Supernatural power.
Dog is coming. So
why is that guy fiddling with his back?
Dog is standing below the stage, and Kent Christmas is kneeling.
Right, getting a blowjob.
At the front of the stage, and he has both hands on, I guess, his
head?
His head, his ears. Jesus. Or something.
Oh, hallelujah. Now says God, I've set angels around you that men will not be able to abuse you, use you, misuse you. But I loose, hallelujah, a boldness of the Holy Ghost. From this day on, there is an Elijah anointing that is upon thee, saith God, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I loose the roar of the line of Judah.
He's rubbing his nipples. I swear to God, he's rubbing his stomach. Kent Christmas is rubbing Dog the Bounty Hunter's like stomach, but kind of like disturbingly close to the nipple area.
Oh, man. Line of Judah, I'll loose an anointing and a power, saith God, that's going to come up out of your belly. I'll raise the past. I'm going to make you look different, sound different, feel different. The Holy Ghost come up out of you in the name of Jesus.
Man.
Jeez, man. I don't know. These guys.
Christian gay porn.
Is Dog the Bounty Hunter up for an Emmy?
Check our Twitter. I'm retweeting Hemet Mehta, who tweeted that. you got to see the visual of that.
It's just fucking crazy, man. Do they use prayer pillows for when he's on his knees downstage? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
You put a pillow.
He needs a My Pillow.
He does. He needs a My Pillow fucking knee.
To mop up. No.
They're super absorbent.
Extra absorbent for those lordly loads.
I don't know.
This is another Nine. One of these steadfast twats.
Ah, oh, these creeps.
But this is kind of hilarious. Here we go. This is Christian hate preacher Jonathan Shelley.
Wee wee.
Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church. And I wanted to give you an update about our church location. We're actually, unfortunately, going to have to move again.
Meanwhile, there's people out on the street protesting them. Those are anti-Steadfast.
Oh, yeah.
Decent wait, human beings.
Why don't people like you? What's wrong?
Because he wants gay people to be killed.
Oh, see.
And I wanted to give you an update about our church location. We're actually, unfortunately, going to have to move again for next year. And so, obviously, we've been protested, you know, like every single week for really years at this point. And it doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon. Well, the reality is, you know, nobody really wants to lease to us.
So, yes, that's right.
There's Thank the free you. Market Hell speaking, yes. bitches. The free market
right.
that you love
that's
is
right.
speaking.
That's capitalism, you fucking cunts.
Right.
You'll fuck yourself. Pack up your shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, the reality is, you know, nobody really wants to lease to us.
Right.
So it makes it very difficult.
You suck.
I am still working on a few options.
Yeah,
We've been hit with a lot of legal fees and all kinds of different issues.
Fuck off!
If you really want to be a part of our church, it's never been a better time. Our church is growing.
Yes,
we have a lot of people that love the Lord, and everything's looking really up. Hey, everybody, this is Pastor what, Jonathan man, Shelley.
I just found out something. I just discovered something I want to do. Where are those people yelling? They yelling outside his building?
Well, the old church, apparently.
I want that.
He's being kicked out.
I would be good at that. I hear those people yelling in protest.
They've even got signs. I can't read that they're in the background.
Dude, I drove past some of those, you know, those people that hold up pictures of fetuses and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were on Palafox. No, Garden Street. And I saw them, and I'm like, I can't resist it. I rolled my window down, and I was like, fuck off, motherfuckers! Go fuck! No, I said, I was like, go fuck yourself! Oh, it felt so good.
That Satanist.
I love it.
You were in your mom's car, right?
I was by myself. What? Yeah, yeah. That, you know what? I was in my mom's car because I can't. The right window doesn't roll down to yell at these guys. All the windows fucked up. I was like, go fuck yourself. Oh, they're so sad, too. Standing around, they're giant signs. They're fetuses. They're always there. They're always up around there. I always have to remember to yell at those fucks. It's so much fun.
So there you go. This is last February.
Right. Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church. And I wanted to update people on our building situation. We received recently an adverse ruling against our church saying that we have violated our lease for what I preached, the sermons that we preached at this church, and that we have to leave our property.
That's
bye, bitch!
We did this story. That was back in February. Now they're getting kicked out of the latest.
Bye, Felicia!
So fuck them.
Get the fuck out. Who gives a fuck? It's like, it sounds like, where are they going to do? Where are they going to have their church? Where's the new church?
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Gives a fuck.
Right.
Maybe they're going to...
Yeah.
If you got any prayers, Lord, make these pillows that people take home their prayer pillow.
You suck, man. Mike, dude. Mike, you are so sad.
If you got any prayers.
You know, I think Lindell needs some note cards and you need to write a little bit before you do your shit. Think about maybe on a note card you could say, what do you want to pray for? And you list that shit, right?
Yeah.
What these pillows? I don't know. You need some material. Rolling around on a pillow. You sound stupid.
Let's end on an up note here. Good news?
Oh, yes.
Says the verdict is in. A 4-day work week is good for business.
Oh, wow.
After 6 months, almost all of 33 companies with a total of 900-ish workers.
Yes.
We're trialing a four-day work schedule here.
Hello.
With no reduction in pay.
Right.
After 6 months, almost all of the companies are not going back.
They like it.
To a standard work week.
They like it. What a fucking shocker.
The about awesome. 97% of the employees who responded said they wanted to continue with the four-day work week.
That's right.
The majority of companies taking part in the trial were based in the United States and Ireland.
Hello.
Partially my home country.
That's right.
Those responding to the survey rated their overall experience 9 out of 10 based on productivity.
Yes.
And performance.
We know that the five-day work week is bullshit.
That's the owners.
Oh, so wow.
That's not the workers giving it a 9 out of 10. That's right. The owners. That's the evil slave lords.
Yes.
Workers were equally positive about the trial, reporting lower levels of stress, fatigue, insomnia, yes, and burnout with improvements to physical and mental health. Well, we can't have that.
You feel better when you can have time to fuck around and just sit around and watch shit on TV.
And get this, the trial was good for earnings. Average revenue rose 38%.
Yes, because people aren't as fucking miserable making the widgets, you fucks.
4 Day Week Global, a nonprofit, yes, organization, collaborated with researchers at Boston College, University College Dublin, and Cambridge University for, yay, the trial. It was split into two cohorts, blah, blah, blah. The pop-up ad. It suggests that work reorganization strategy succeeded, and performance was not achieved via going faster, which is neither sustainable nor desirable.
Right. Right.
The 4 day week has been transformative for our business, said one of the owners, and for our people. Staff are more focused, more engaged, and more dedicated, and are hitting goals better than before.
Right. They're not tired as shit. That's fucking awesome.
A separate 6 month trial in the UK.
Yes.
Also run by 4 day week Global. Included 70 companies, 3,300 workers. The result from that trial, the world's biggest to date, are due in a couple of months, but they think it's looking good.
Right. Of course. People like to work less.
Workers in the UK trial described how the extra day off changed their lives for the better, giving them more time to run errands, take up hobbies, and simply recharge.
Listen, if you don't want people to storm the barricades and run up to the Hollywood Hills and take all the rich people's shit, then we need more of this. This is great. This is great.
And that doesn't necessarily mean 40 hours.
Yeah.
That means 32 hours.
Yes.
In some cases.
Well, that's, yes.
And what they find are, if when they're working 40 hours, people are working to fill the time.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking around.
But we got to get out of here.
But they got to sit in a queue.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, no, Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. Soon the drag clips will drop.
Yeah.
At Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everybody. Enjoy those pillows. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.